Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast. And as always, thanks for joining me. Just before we get into this episode, I just want to say if you enjoy this episode or any of the previous episodes of Paranormal Thoughts, please make sure you're subscribed. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, the other thing is that we are on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast and, you know, feel like you want to help support what I'm doing here, that is obviously very gratefully appreciated, and you can actually get rewarded for doing that. So you can jump onto our Patreon, the link is in the bio or the description of this podcast, and you can get episodes early, exclusive content. You know, often episodes will be slightly edited down so you can actually get the full length episode. And obviously it's just a great way to kind of help me be able to create this podcast more and more frequently. So I really do appreciate anyone who is already over there or thinking about heading over there. So thank you guys so much. So in this episode, we're doing a Q&A. Now, from time to time, because I've done this podcast for some years now, obviously you guys listening reach out and ask many different questions, often related to an episode I put out, or sometimes just, you know, questions from your curiosity and so on. And I often do try to answer those directly to you, but sometimes they come up time and time again. And I thought, well, why not do a pretty stripped back episode where I can answer some of these questions that you guys ask? And I put out on a few different occasions on Instagram opportunities for people to ask questions, which has been really successful. And it's very exciting, I think, because all the questions you've asked can often be things that I ponder a lot as well. And time again, it seems like everyone is in a similar position as well. They have similar questions, or I guess similar interests within the paranormal. And I had a quick look over some of the questions I'll answer today, and a lot of them are UFO alien related, which is pretty cool because that is my favorite topic to delve into on the podcast. And obviously a lot of you listening must be a similar situation, hence why you're here and asking these specific questions. But anyone who's been listening to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast kind of since the early days, this feels very much like the early days where it was a little more off the cuff, and, you know, I suppose I didn't really know what the podcast was. And the only reason I say that is because, you know, I don't really have any, other than the questions, which I've kind of had a brief look at, I don't really have anywhere to go. It's just going to be very organic, which I've done a few of those episodes since kind of the inception of the podcast, and always they're fun. You know, they can often kind of just go on and on because there's no real end in sight with that sort of stuff. And I know some of you enjoy that, a lot of you don't, which is totally fine. So I'll try to keep on point, or on topic rather, as much as possible during this episode. But it has been wild though, because if you have been listening a long time, I am back in the same studio where Paranormal Thoughts Podcast started. Which isn't, you know, anything too wild, but for, you know, a good 3 years or so, I'd been in different locations. It's a very different environment compared to where I am here in my dark room where it all kind of began. So it feels very reminiscent right now doing a specific episode like this. But let's get into a few of your questions. And of course, thank you to everyone who reached out. I won't say who asked the question just because I didn't say I would, just out of, you know, just in case no one wants to be mentioned. But I think you would know listening that it's your question. Or at least I hope so. So let's start off with this question first. This is, how long do you think aliens have been visiting Earth? How long is a piece of string, or how old is the Earth, I suppose, is almost my answer to that. You know, obviously the whole ancient astronaut, ancient alien theory is something that is very interesting and something that, you know, I'd have looked into. And obviously, you know, everyone always thinks of ancient aliens, the episodic TV show, which, you know, sometimes does actually feature some really interesting insight, but often a lot of filler as well, and, you know, just concepts that are so far beyond, I guess, the original basis of, you know, the ancient astronaut theory and so on. But really, all you have to do is look back throughout history, and there's so much unknown about very old cultures, you know, I suppose how they lived, or like the reasons why they did certain things. And also a lot of their structures as well, which, you know, even now we're still trying to figure out exactly how they built these certain things, or why they built certain things. Time and time again, strange occurrences have kind of happened with, you know, even artwork, a lot of artwork featuring almost these astronaut type beings or these flying craft before planes had ever existed and so on. It's a very, you know, it's hard to deny those sort of things. You know, of course, there's imagination and once upon a time, storytelling was, you know, the only form of entertainment and a lot of learnings. So, you know, these things could have obviously been developed through these tales and so on for entertainment. But, you know, I think it's such a human instinct or something, I think, to know that there's more, at least for me, and I think for a lot of you listening, that there is more to it. I don't think it is as simple. I think they've been here as long as we have. And Bob Lazar said something really interesting. This is the only thing I took out of the Bob Lazar interview that he did with Joe Rogan maybe 2 years ago or so now. I'll find the quote and I'll insert it here. But the aircraft that Bob Lazar worked on out at S4, you know, out at Area 51, he claims that it was found in archaeological digs. So it was actually, you know, in the earth, which is obviously telling us that if these crafts are from beings from somewhere else, they were here that long ago that the earth has, you know, covered these craft below the surface.
I think at least one of them was part of an archaeological dig. So it's old. At least one of them is old. I don't know if it was the one I worked on, but I remember something to do with an archaeological dig. So that's that means it's not just old, it's ancient.
So I get this question a fair bit, often by people who have no interest in the paranormal. Not to say that this person asking this is thinking down that line, but I think this is just something, I don't know, maybe it's just small talk for people as well, but it is, what is your favorite paranormal topic and why? So I kind of have already said it in this episode and pretty much every episode that I do. And it's definitely alien abduction specifically, and then, you know, sort of branching out to any other elements of extraterrestrial visitation, be, you know, counts of the third kind, fifth kind, obviously, you know, big sort of UFO cases and so on, stuff that I mostly touch on this podcast. And the reason why, I think it's the most, well, as a kid, I think I found it the most fascinating and also the most terrifying at the same time. I think the thought of other thing, these beings being out there, but not even just being out there, but visiting, and the reason why. I think that's the biggest thing, was just why. And, you know, it is quite frightening. I was like 8, 9 years old, you know, watching the Discovery Channel and trying to find books about this, you know, specific topic. And as a kid, you know, it's pretty heavy material. And, you know, I believed every word of it, kind of like I do still now. But especially, and that's probably why, because as a kid, you're so impressionable. And I think it really has left quite a indent on my, even just, I guess, the person I've sort of, you know, been brought up to be since then as well. It kind of goes back way further. Yeah, it would probably be one of the oldest interests I have that, you know, I still continue to be very interested in. You know, I sort of found that before any other hobby per se that I do now. So it's definitely one of those things. But, you know, I could definitely say the same about ghosts as well. Like, you know, hauntings was a massive thing and also terrifying. Don't get me wrong. You know, that's not any less terrifying in a sense. And I suppose that almost seemed, it seemed more likely, especially as a kid, you know, all these hauntings are taking place in homes and, you know, you live in a home. And definitely the alien stuff, I attached myself to it at a very young age. And I can't specifically say why, but I feel like, and maybe it's just the era that I grew up in the early 2000s. I don't know. If you're listening and you sort of grew up in that era, you might get it as well. But I had a lot of alien figurines and like even like a grey alien mask. I don't know. It was really odd kind of like toys and, you know, imagery to have around. Because I didn't specifically come out and say I really like aliens or space or anything like that. I feel like a lot of kids grow up on space. But, you know, space, that also kind of terrified me, the idea of being able to go into outer space and something going wrong. But I, you know, I also used to have a fear of flying as a kid too, so it probably went along with that. If, you know, if you're scared of being in a plane, you're going to be definitely shit scared of being in a rocket or anything like that. But, yeah, I don't know. The alien stuff is kind of like, I get puzzled with it too, to be honest. It's almost like an unhealthy obsession or something, how it all kind of began. But that's definitely my favorite topic and pretty much the reason why this podcast exists. So this next question is, what is your theory on parallel universes and what I think about reincarnation? So I'm trying to figure out how to word this, but with parallel universes, I'm really interested in the idea of, you know, I guess what we think are extraterrestrial beings actually being interdimensional per se. And, you know, that then kind of argues the point back to skeptics about beings coming from, you know, quite far distances. You know, how could you fly? How could you operate an aircraft through space at such speeds without hitting God knows what is out there? And then this is kind of the simple answer to that is, well, they're not coming from somewhere far away. They're coming from this alternate universe. And the more I sit on the possibility of that, it does actually become a little more likely, sort of. Yes and no. That's the thing. I don't have the answers to that. And that's kind of the thing that I'd really like to know, even more so than why they're coming. It's like where they're coming from. Because I think we have a pretty good idea of why these beings would be visiting us. But yeah, so I definitely think the parallel universe thing is very interesting. And it kind of does also explain hauntings to a sense as well. Because if you believe that when you die, you go to a place like heaven, heaven could be explained as an alternate reality or an alternate universe, parallel universe, if you want. And it's almost like you're just kind of moving through the stages onto that next universe or, you know, wherever that kind of ends up. So I think probably a lot of the paranormal can be explained kind of within this idea that, you know, the universe is endless and we are a lot closer to these other worlds than we actually can imagine. And, you know, potentially through methods such as astral traveling and so on and meditation, you can actually then travel through into these worlds as well. So it's a very fascinating wormhole of a topic, which we won't get too deep into because we have other questions and people will go, Dylan, you're onto like the third question and you've spoken for a very long time. And I go, yes, that's a fair point. So, but there's another part of your question, which is what I think about reincarnation or my thought on that. And this is an interesting one because I was never raised religious, but I was kind of brought up with the idea that reincarnation was a thing. Like even from a very young age, I remember thinking about, oh, I wonder who my next mother is going to be in my next life, you know, at the age of like 7, which is an odd thought to have and probably once again plays into the whole thing of, you know, thinking about the afterlife and death a lot at a young age whilst, you know, living is very odd and kind of morbid. But I didn't think of it as a morbid way. It was just more of like a curiosity. But I definitely think, you know, the thing of I'm an old soul or, you know, natural talents of things, I do think that probably is actually passed down through, you know, living lifetime, time again. And, you know, how reincarnation works is, it could be like some religions sort of stated out as that you live a certain amount of lives until you kind of reach that final form and then that's kind of it. Or maybe, you know, you can kind of keep coming back time again if you don't quite get it right or, you know, something doesn't quite go right for you. It's really hard to say, but sometimes when weird occurrences happen, you know, even like deja vu and past life memories as well, you know, kids saying, you know, they were killed, you know, 100 years ago, and it's a very vivid memory to them, like it happened. And the fact that they're not even freaked out by it, or, you know, even bothered by it, it's just like, oh no, that was me all this time ago. I feel like reincarnation would be a very easy explanation for those sort of happenings. So I kind of hope it's a thing. You know, once again, as I was saying with the parallel universe thing, if we are kind of forever, you know, shifting through time and onto the next sort of reality, you know, if you really think you'd like another go where you just came from or it was that good that you just needed more, you know, I guess it's a nice sentiment to think you could go back and do it again.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is an interesting one. Do I believe in dragons? I don't know if I've ever really given it a ton of thought. Something like a dragon is considered a mythological creature, right? And when does something stop being cryptozoological and become mythical? Oh, man, I don't know. But I guess it's on a spectrum, right? It's kind of like we're all on spectrums for a lot of different things. But I suppose the thing with dragons, and it's quite interesting, you know, with like Chinese culture and so on, the dragon being quite significant. I feel like I don't know enough about dragons per se, but I can't say I've ever really come across anyone saying they've seen something like it. But then, you know, you look at cryptids like the Jersey Devil and so on, which is believed to kind of have a bit of a dragon-esque look, or, you know, almost like the devil. And, you know, if you're going to think about Satan and what he or she, or, you know, whatever Satan is or could be, what it kind of represents in terms of imagery, I suppose a dragon, almost serpent kind of thing, definitely fits that bill as well. So probably not for me. And there's a lot of other things too, like, you know, even like leprechauns and, you know, there's a bunch of, I suppose when you kind of put more into like urban legends, sort of myths, compared to maybe, even though it does sound like I'm just saying, oh, well, these are the cryptids that I believe in because I do, but they're kind of, I don't know, it's like you get a sense, you know, especially when you do a lot of reading, and a lot of the cryptids I've spoken about on the podcast, I don't necessarily believe that thing that people, you know, are reporting is actually out there. It could be a lot of other things. Of course, you know, like I mentioned the Jersey Devil, you know, I don't know how much I believe in that, but it's interesting with that. But hopefully that kind of made sense. I'm trying to now get myself out of a hole where I feel like I've said, no, dragon, it can't be because it's not a cryptozoological creature, but who's to say it's not? But from my point of view, I've never really come across any research or evidence to suggest that. Yeah, to really give it much thought, I suppose I could say. But interesting question, because as you just saw there, it definitely made me think. Now, this is a really interesting question. It is, can exploration of the paranormal give us a deeper connection to life and give us more meaning? I think so. I've said this time and time again that people who aren't too interested in the paranormal, that's totally fine, you know. Like, we all have our interests, and I think that's what keeps it interesting as well. You know, I quite like discussing topics like this with people who have no real interest, you know, to kind of have like mini arguments or so, you know, or just, it's more so they're curious. They want to get in my mind and kind of see where I sit with it. And, you know, even though I do this podcast, I'm not really someone who will sit down and argue my point. I'll kind of like say my little bit, and then if people don't agree, that's fine. You know, I don't really feel the need to try to convert people. But I do often think it is a bit sad when people are quite close-minded, or, you know, they really just want to rely on black and white facts, even though a lot of those facts, you know, at one stage didn't actually exist. And a lot of the theories that, you know, we now live by with just that, there were theories, and there was no real proof until they were proven. And I feel like that's a lot of the case with the paranormal, and it's just outside of the realms of norm so much that it's hard to prove scientifically. You know, how do you sort of convey a feeling of possession or something like that with science? You know, it's a lot of sort of energy based kind of. I think a lot of these experiences are energy based and also kind of in the moment too. It's, you know, it's like that thing of don't work with animals or kids. It's kind of like don't work with the paranormal as well, because the paranormal isn't, you know, this well-trained thing that is going to do what a researcher might need it to do in order to, you know, prove that it's there. So getting back to kind of the question there, yeah, I do think it is a bit sad when people don't open their mind, because I am open to a lot of different things from, you know, giving a lot of these topics the time. I'm quite interested in religion. And, you know, I'm not religious by any means, but it interests me, you know, why people kind of have this blind faith. And there's a lot of, man, there's a lot of bizarre religions out there, a lot. And, you know, I was just watching a documentary on a particular religion the other day, and as soon as I put it on, I was like, man, this is wild. Like, I can't believe people, you know, do this. But I kept watching, and, you know, I learned something and could kind of take something away from it, I suppose, or at least, you know, kind of try to see where they're coming from. So, you know, I guess just to be a little more self-aware and aware of others around you. And I think, you know, you don't have to believe, but just giving it the time to explore it and just be open to it. And I think more and more people are at that stage now. It's not this weird thing really anymore. We could definitely learn a lot. And maybe we could even live in a slightly better world if people were a little bit more open, because how incredible would that be if people came to the conclusion of, you know, we are sort of a part of a bigger picture with potentially these extraterrestrial beings visiting us, or, you know, the idea that there is some form of afterlife that, you know, is a little more realistic, you could say, and you don't have to be religious to get into it. Or, you know, there are these creatures that just haven't been discovered yet. You know, I think it's all just, I don't see it causing any harm. I think it only open up more minds and, you know, more chances to learn and to be curious about certain topics. But I think I think being interested in the paranormal has led me to be interested in a lot of different topics like history and, you know, a lot of different types of science. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a book smart person by any means, and I try to get my head around as much as I kind of can. But, you know, I was interested the other week in how a nuclear reactor works and so on and things like that. And I think a lot of that does have to do with, I think, opening my mind up to the paranormal, because it stems into every sort of facet of life, you know, from spiritual to science. And, yeah, I think it could only do good to be open to these specific topics. So I think that's a really great question, because that is something that I kind of feel sad for people who don't want to, or I guess just kind of can't. But obviously, if you're listening to this, hopefully you are one of the people who at least, you know, will question things and be open, because I think that is the best kind of person to be. So I've just realised I've actually got a fair few more questions left over, and I've almost been speaking for a half an hour. So I think I'll answer one more question and then I'll do a part two, just so if you do want to keep listening to more, you can click on that podcast rather than kind of having this long one episode, just to sort of break it up. Especially for those who are like, Dylan, just stop talking. I want to hear about aliens and not so much what you think about this stuff. I want more sort of facts. So I'll answer one more question, and then there'll be a part two where you can go and hear me answer some more questions. So this last question is, what made you start doing Paranormal Thoughts podcast? Now, this is a good one, because there isn't a simple answer. There's parts of it which is simple, which is I have a audio engineer background, so producing things like podcasts was kind of something I was already doing before I ever did my own. You know, I did a lot of podcast editing and still continue to do that now. The editing kind of production side and also the recording side, that was something that I did pretty much every day in some facet or another. It kind of made sense from that point of view, but at no stage was I ever thinking I'd like to do a podcast. And believe it or not, 5 years ago, podcasts, they've existed since the mid-2000s, but in the last sort of 2 years, it seems like everyone wants to do one, and I completely get it. It's, you know, it's a lot of fun. It could be very fulfilling, even though it's that funny thing of when people start to take interest in something, it kind of, you know, gets lots of popularity. People stop doing it for the original reason, and they start doing it for fame and fortune, and podcasting is not really probably a good spot to be in if you want to have those things. Don't get me wrong, you could, but it's such a saturated market, and to try to stand out is extremely difficult, especially if you're only doing it with audio and people can only hear your voice. But no, back then I didn't really have a want to do a podcast. It was more of a need to do it. And I specifically remember driving home late one night. It was probably even early in the morning, and I came into my studio and, you know, turned on my mic and just started to speak. And that episode is up online now. It's the very first episode ever posted. Maybe don't go listen to it because it is trash, because it's literally me just rambling and not really knowing what I was doing. But, you know, I closed the session that night, called it Paranormal Thoughts Podcast. I titled the session Paranormal Thoughts because that's what it was my thoughts on the paranormal. And then I'm someone who will kind of get an idea and wants to do that idea immediately and, you know, comes to move on quickly. You know, if I'm producing something in a day, I really want it done before I can go do anything else, you know, which includes like eating or like anything like that. I sort of am a bit of like obsessive compulsive, which is at kind of at my detriment, to be honest. But in saying that, things like this podcast kind of get done for that reason. And literally it was like, okay, I'm going to put this up online. And, you know, so I created like a SoundCloud account because I knew that was like a free service at the time. And literally just kind of put it up on the internet and just went like, okay, and then like went to bed and then didn't tell anyone for like a month. And I think I'd, you know, done a few episodes over those sort of next few weeks. And then it was kind of the following year I was like, okay, let's actually start kind of trying to do this. And, you know, majority of people in my life didn't know for potentially 12 months I was doing it. Not because I was embarrassed. It was just like I didn't really know what to say, and I still don't really know if people know what I do. I kind of just, you know, I'm like, I just got to go record an episode for the podcast, and people just go, okay. Like, yeah, sure. And now that everyone has one too, it's not so strange. It is strange when they ask, oh, what's yours about? And you're like, oh, the paranormal. And it's kind of like a serious take on it as well. It's not comedic kind of based, or it's just me talking as well. I don't have a co-host, which, you know, I feel I'm grateful for it just being me, because I think I am the most productive person that I know in, you know, to do this kind of thing. I think anyone else would probably not necessarily, maybe just be a hindrance potentially. In saying that, you know, cutting the workload in half could be kind of good as well. But yeah, it was definitely, it just kind of happened literally within, you know, maybe a 2 hour stint of like, I guess, I reckon I was maybe 5 minutes from home and I was like, I need to record. And that's the thing. It wasn't even really the thought of doing it as a podcast. I was like, I'm just going to record my thoughts almost like an audio journal, which is really kind of lame. But, cause like, I don't want to really listen back to my own thoughts. A little bit I do, but not maybe back then more so, not so much now. But, and then it was just, kind of organic. It was like the most organic way to do something. It was just like, this needs to be done. And it was just like an internal thing. And then I felt like I had a bunch of synchronicity, you know, over the next coming months, that sort of was pointing me in the direction of like, yeah, you should probably do this thing. And then I just kind of never stopped. It's been the most consistent thing that I have done and had full control of in my adult life, which is kind of insane. And the fact that it's coming up to 5 years in October, I believe, maybe late September, I think October though, is insane, because I haven't even posted 100 episodes yet. You know, a lot of people pass that, you know, in their first year they're doing it. Ideally, one day I'd really like to be able to post more frequently, but just with, there's just not enough hours in the day, and it would have to become more of a full-time thing, which I think I would love. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, there's always an idea kind of cooking in my little mind. But that's kind of the answer to that, which is quite a long answer, to just to kind of say it's because I could do it and because I needed to do it. And I'm glad I did it when I did it, because I think now if I wanted to do it or felt the need to do it, it wouldn't feel the same. And two, you know, it's a very competitive market now as well, just from like, if you're listening to this and wanting to start a podcast, definitely reach out to me, because I could, I love to hear about ideas and concepts and so on. And, you know, as I said, I sort of produce podcasts as a part of my living and so on. But now you have to be, it's like YouTube, you know, anyone could put a video on YouTube when it originally started, and you could actually gain some momentum with very low quality and low budget kind of stuff. And now it's like everything has to be so schmick. But yeah, I don't know. It's something that I don't see me ever kind of stopping. I feel like there's other things I'd probably stop doing before this, which is kind of nuts in hindsight. But that's kind of, once again, that's the long answer to why this podcast exists. And, you know, I'll continue to keep doing it as long as you guys want to hear it. You know, and that's what it just comes down to. So I reckon I think we'll end it there. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. I know this isn't usually the kind of episode you want to hear, but I know there's some people who, you know, are genuinely kind of curious just to hear some of these answers. And, you know, hopefully you all kind of got something out of it, or at least, you know, it was a bit thought-provoking where you could kind of reflect on those questions as well and kind of think, you know, how you best see that fit into your life, or do you believe in certain things, or, you know, it's just to question more. I think that's the biggest thing, is just to open your mind up to more and to question more. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. As I said, make sure you're following the podcast, you're subscribed. We're on Patreon as well if you want episodes early and exclusive content. And definitely stay tuned for part two of this Q&A. But otherwise, I'll see you in another podcast episode real soon. Thanks. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.